Belief in Christ's resurrection gives us hope of new life. As we grow older, the reality of what happens beyond death becomes more important to us. Is this life all there is? Is there life beyond the grave? We experience our illnesses. We watch friends and family grow old and have health crises. We see loved ones die. We realize how fragile is our lives. Our belief in the resurrection requires a response. Some people deny that there is any existence beyond death. Religions such as Buddhism and Hinduism believe in reincarnation. These religions believe that after this life has ended, the person will re-enter the world as a new person or a new form of life. Life and death are cyclical for them until nirvana or moksha is reached. Native Americans believe their ancestors play a crucial role in their lives as spiritual guides and are greatly honored. At the heart of Christian faith is the belief in Jesus' resurrection. Without that, Christianity is nothing. Christians believe that Jesus, executed on the cross, who was the one word spoken by the silent Father, has become united with his Father. Because of this, we too hope to become a new creation in Christ. Thomas wanted a physical experience of the risen Jesus before he would believe. Unless I see the mark of nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. The risen Christ was gentle with Thomas and enabled him to experience him. Jesus then spoke, "Thomas, have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." According to tradition, St. Thomas then traveled to the modern-day Indian state of Kerala, where he preached the gospel. Many Catholics today and even some priests in our diocese come from the area of Kerala in India. Thomas is recognized as the patron saint of India, who was martyred in the year 72 in the Common Era in Mylapore. His remains were brought to Edessa. St. Paul experienced the risen Christ as he traveled on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians. After his experience of the risen Christ, he became one of the most dedicated apostles, spreading the message of Jesus throughout southern Turkey. Saint Apollonius was a Roman senator martyred in the year 185 who believed in Jesus' resurrection. He was an educated and influential senator. When it was discovered that he was a Christian who refused to acknowledge the emperor as God, he was brought up for trial. The proconsul Perennius esteemed Apollonius and did all that he could to convince him to recognize the emperor as his God. In a civil dialogue, Apollonius indicated he was willing to follow all Roman laws except acknowledging the emperor as God. This left the proconsul with no choice but to execute this learned and esteemed senator. Apollonius' belief cost him his life. Christians cannot prove the existence of the resurrected Christ. Neither can doubters prove Jesus is not risen. Christians still trust the truth of the early disciples' witness to Christ's resurrection. We trust the testimony contained in the Gospels. We are those who have not yet seen, but still believe. We do not merely believe in the resurrection. Our beliefs require a response. How do we live our Christian faith? Some were willing to die for that belief in the hope of sharing eternal life with Christ. Perhaps we may have had a personal experience of the risen Jesus. We may have been given exceptional courage when facing a difficult life challenge. We may have been drawn safely through a personal tragedy or failure that seemed impossible to escape. We may have experienced an overwhelming sense of being loved in the depths of our hearts that moved us to tears. The profound beauty of nature may have touched us so that we long for the source of that beauty. Belief in Christ's resurrection, however, requires a response. It required a response from St. Thomas, St. Paul, and St. Apollonius. It requires a response from us. Our beliefs should motivate our actions, as they motivated the actions of the saints before us. What is our belief in the resurrection of Jesus? How do our beliefs motivate us? Again, we hear Jesus saying, "You believe in me, Thomas, because you have seen me. Blessed are they who have not seen, but still believe."